All right. Good morning, everybody. This is John Wink reporting out today. I'm real excited because I'm visiting with some of our high school freshmen that are beginning a new course that we have called College and Career Prep. And so I've got some awesome freshmen here with me today. I've got Natalie. I've got Tori. I've got Clay. I've got Christian. I've got Hank. And these are some of our most outstanding freshmen, and they are going to be talking to us a little bit about not only what College and Career Prep is all about, but also in the first 6 weeks of the class, how much they have learned and what it is doing to open their eyes to a world beyond high school and chasing that college and career future. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to first talk to Christian, and I'm just going to ask him to tell us a little bit about this first project that they started working on, because in College and Career, the whole goal is to expose our freshmen to a world beyond high school. And so, Christian, tell us a little bit about the project that you were doing in Coach Shepherd's class.
First project we did is we had a research at college, and we liked it. So I researched the University of Oregon, and then it gave me all the administration stuff, contact information, and the courses I needed to take to go to Oregon, and the test scores, all the stuff I need to apply for Oregon.
So you learned that going to college is more than just saying, hey, I'm going to go to this school when I graduate. There's a lot between saying I'm going to go to there and actually getting into the college, right? Mm-hmm. What was one thing that was new about the University of Oregon, if you want to go there, that you need to be really working on so you can get admitted into that school?
Like the SAT scores, those are ones that really surprised me. I had like pretty good SAT scores, and it's like, if you're in the top 10%, you're almost guaranteed.
Oh, okay. So we found out that there's more to testing than just STAR test here in Texas. We got to be focused on SAT and ACT after STAR, and also be shooting for being in the top 10% of our class. Okay. All right, that's really good. Talk to me a little bit, Hank. In order just to get ready for college, you were talking to me earlier about that you've not only just got to figure out the school you're going to go to, but you need to learn some college skills. And I think you were talking about note-taking. And what's the new type of note-taking that you're learning in College and Career?
The note-taking was the Cornell note-taking system.
Oh, okay.
And the college kids that were on the blog said that it really helped them going from a high school note-taking to college note-taking, because it's much more organized than a high school note-taking.
So you learned a new way of note-taking, not from a textbook. You learned it from a blog, right?
Yes, sir.
So actually you're not learning it from a book. You're learning it from actual kids that are using the note-taking. Tell me how have you started using that in your high school classes?
Yes, sir. A couple of them that we take notes in.
Okay, and so what have you seen? How has it helped you be more successful in those classes?
Well, they got the notes the teacher wants you, and they have the notes that can understand you, your personal or your point of view in the notes.
Uh-huh.
And so not only do you get the teacher's notes, but you get the ones that can understand to you too.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, we're going to move over to Tori. We got to get the Tori perspective on College and Career. So tell me what you have probably learned in this first 6 weeks about college. Okay, so Tori, we are going to talk to you about a career that you found out about from this class that you're interested in. So tell me a little bit about the career that you just learned about this year that you're interested in.
Okay, it's an image consultant, and it's basically helping people dress the way they want to and just expressing themselves, because image is like how you approach people.
You know what's interesting is I've never heard of the career image consultant. That blows my mind. So basically what it is that people hire you to make them look good, right?
Yes.
People hire you to make them look intelligent, right? So so who would be somebody that you would want to be an image consultant for and make them successful? Is there anybody that you were thinking of that you'd like to work for?
Not particularly. I just want to help people. Like, if they were going for a job interview, I wouldn't want them looking like they just woke up.
Oh, okay. So you want to help anybody get improve their image so that they can get a good job?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds good. All right, I'm going to move over to Natalie, right? Have we already talked already? Okay, so Natalie, Tell me a little bit about what you're learning in college and career right now.
I'm learning about, like, all the stuff you have to do because I want to be, like, a graphic designer.
Okay.
And I'm learning about all the stuff that you have to be able to actually, like, get up there to get that degree.
Okay.
And you have to have, like, you have to have a portfolio. Portfolio?
A portfolio? No, that's good. You did great. So you got to have a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have to have a, like, 500 to 1,000 word essay over why you want it and, like why you think you should be able to get there.
Wow. And people would think 500 words to 1,000 words is a lot of words, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's really not that many words when you think about it. Yeah. It's just about two pages, two or three pages. So tell me, did you find a school that you were interested in that has a good graphic design program? What school are you interested in?
California College of the Arts.
Oh, okay. Did you even know that school existed?
Yeah, my mom's from California.
Oh, okay. So. All right. So you're from California. All right. Very good. And what have you learned in the class this first 6 weeks that's going to help you get closer to that?
I've learned about, like, certain things. Like, in portfolios, like, I didn't really know what a portfolio was.
Okay.
And so I looked it up, and it's, like, a bunch, it's kind of like a slideshow, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, like, the one that we have to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get a bunch of videos, a bunch of pictures of your own work. And, oh, my God. Of your own work. And you, like, put it in a little show, and you'd send it to them. And you have to have, like, it has to be your own work.
Right.
Like, all of yours.
That's amazing.
So it's like you're creating your own, like, video, I guess.
That's awesome. Well, that's awesome that as a freshman, you already know, hey, this is kind of the pathway I'm starting to head into. All right, Clay, we had some really, you had some really cool things to share about what you think about the college and career prep class and how it's helping you find that pathway that maybe, not that you're going to commit to right now, but just getting you in that direction that you want to head towards. So give us your feedback on what you think in the first 6 weeks of the class.
Well, in the first 6 weeks of this class, I can tell that this class is already going to teach kids and freshmen and anyone that's in the class about college and career life after high school and shows them what it takes, what happens, information to help you if you go to college, information that will help you out of high school in your life and to get a career. And it just seems like a really important class that it might seem boring, just the sound of it, but it really is an important class, and it's taught me and all my other peers really important and interesting things about college and career, like what type of information and knowledge you need before you can actually enter a college, because it's not just, I want to enter a college. It's more than that, and what you need to get a career in life.
Mm-hmm.
And skills and techniques that will help you later on in any aspect of your life. It seems like a class that'll be boring, but it really does help in the long run.
Right. So, and I guess summing it up, would you guys say that it's not only helped you, but it's helped every kid that's in that class realize that college and that thinking about college is something that we need to start doing right now? Would you agree with that statement?
Yes,
would you say that it is something that, I mean, one of the things that we want to accomplish in our course this year is showing kids that going to college or getting an education past high school is essential to make it in this world because, I mean, 2/3 of the jobs are going to require some type of after high school education. So would you say that in the first 6 weeks y'all are kind of seeing how important college and career is right now?
Yes, sir.
So would you say more people are going to say, are saying, once I graduate, I know I'm going to go to some college and get some type of education? Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, these are the some awesome freshmen, and we've got a lot more like it here at Tatum High School, and we're very excited to share what we're doing in college and career. So thank you guys for sharing your wisdom, your knowledge, your expertise, and helping us learn a little bit more about college and career. All right. This is John Wink signing out. Peace.